For 10 to 11,000 years from India to China, people farmed wild rice, Oryza perennis, a perennial graminiae. Still today, its often coloured grains are eaten and in some areas cultivated. Bred from Oryza perennis, cultivated rice, Oryza sativa, appeared in Stone Age China 6 to 7,000 years BC, gradually replacing cereals of the millet family. Rice farming was soon practiced in all the climatically favourable regions of Asia, mostly grown in paddy fields, where water management was of the utmost importance. By the Dark Ages, rice farming had spread to some Mediterranean regions. The Arabs successfully introduced it into Spain in the 8th century. In the 14th and 15th centuries, one of the favourite dishes of the popes of Avignon was rice pudding. These days, Europe produces a considerable tonnage of rice from the Iberian Peninsula to the banks of the Danube. Although we consider rice as traditionally Asian, various strains grow wild in other parts of the tropics, in northern Australia, Central America, and Africa. Most of these strains grow in water, but others can grow in regions with temporary flooding. Hill rice even grows on non-floodable land. Deep water rice, also known as floating rice, grows in heavily flooded areas and provides several harvests a year. There have been 2,400 strains of rice recorded in history. 1,100 of these grew in India alone, some reaching a height of 4.5 metres. But this huge variety has decreased dramatically with the advent of industrial rice farming by agro-alimentary multinationals, productive to be sure, but very demanding in chemical fertilisers. Today, the grain from plants that don't even belong to the Oryza genus are sold under the name rice, such as Zizania aquatica, the rice of native North Americans.